Hey guys, and welcome back to the NBA Crunch Time Podcast. On today's episode, we discuss the Milwaukee Bucks making some interesting contract news over the weekend, as well as perhaps the most interesting home-and-home series of all time, as well as a Lakers legend donating memorabilia that sells for nearly $3 million. All this and much more coming up on this episode. Alright, so over the weekend, the Milwaukee Bucks made two very interesting and important moves for the betterment of their team this season and potentially next season and for years to come. They extended Eric Bledsoe, their starting point guard, for the next 4 years for $70 million, as well as their plans to sign Pau Gasol after he reaches a buyout from the San Antonio Spurs. And Gasol is expected to play some minutes behind Brook Lopez at that center position for Milwaukee. He's supposed to average about 12 minutes a game for them, but I overall think this is a really good weekend for the Bucks overall, considering they've locked down one of the best point guards in the league for the next couple of years. He just fits so perfectly into that system. Eric Bledsoe has been on a couple of teams now in his NBA career, and so far I don't think that he's had more success personally and team-wise with any other team other than the Milwaukee Bucks that he's had. Last year, obviously, he got traded from Phoenix to Milwaukee, and that's kind of when the meshing started to begin, and from then on, you kind of knew it was kind of a match for Bledsoe to be in Milwaukee for that team. So it'll be very important that they keep him for the future. Obviously, his work with Antetokounmpo, them together in the starting lineup, is really important for Milwaukee's success. On the other hand, Pau Gasol is more of a temporary addition right now, probably for this year's playoff run and no more than that. He's obviously 38 years of age, so he's nearing retirement, so I really don't expect him to be much of an important part of their team going forward, but they got Bledsoe locked down, and that's good news for now. Okay, what a weekend, and I'm not just talking about the fact that there were always interesting games over the weekend as they usually are. I'm talking about two of the worst teams in the league providing perhaps the most exciting two games that we've ever seen. So for information, just in case you didn't know, every team in the NBA plays one series every year called a home and home, which is kind of like a playoff series in the sense that the two teams that are playing in that series will play at one team's home location, and then the next day or 2 days in the next game will go play in the exact same team that they played in the first game but at their home location. So in this case, the home and home series over the weekend was the Atlanta Hawks versus the Chicago Bulls, and the home and home began in Atlanta, and then on Sunday it shifted back to Chicago. But the game on Friday was the more important one and more interesting one, for that matter. It was the third highest scoring game in NBA history, not in NBA recent history, in NBA history. The final score was 168 to 161 in four overtimes. Yeah, that's right. Two of the worst teams in the league couldn't get it settled after friggin' four quarters of play, and they had to take an extra full game. Well, kind of full game in the sense that it's four quarters, but not really, because it's really only 5 minutes per quarter in overtime, to get that game settled. And the point totals were just crazy off the charts in that one. Lauri Markkanen for the Bulls had their high score of 31 points. Trae Young, the rookie for the Hawks, dropped 49, a career high for him. And that's how this home and home started off on an amazing foot. By the way, the road team won both games. I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but the Hawks lost at home to the Bulls, and then on Sunday, the Bulls lost at home to the Hawks. And that game was not as high scoring. It did only take four quarters to settle that one, and the Hawks ended up winning 123 to 118, which is still obviously a high scoring game. But the more important thing that people got out of that game was Trae Young getting ejected after feuding a little bit with Chris Dunn. Pretty much what happened is that the Bulls called a timeout at some point during the game. I can't remember what quarter it was, but ultimately Trae Young had the ball, dribbled it up the court, they called a timeout, right, and he just shoots it from the logo at half court just for fun. And Chris Dunn did not take very well to that. For some reason, it was obviously not meant to be directed at anyone for any purpose other than maybe just getting his form down. I have no clue. But yeah, they pretty much both got technicals for that. And then later in the game, Trae Young sinks a deep three in Chris Dunn's face, stares him down for like a brief second, and the officials technical only Young again on this one. They didn't technical Dunn. They just gave a technical to Young, and obviously two technical fouls means you're ejected from the game. So Trae Young got ejected at, I believe, the third quarter in that game. It didn't really matter, though, because the Hawks did pull that one out. But just the most interesting up and down home and home series I've ever seen personally, but probably in NBA history. I mean, have you ever seen a home and home series like this in your life? Probably not. It's just the most interesting, weird weekend of games that we've seen in quite a while. So yeah, that was my interesting game of the weekend. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, former Lakers center and Hall of Famer, six-time NBA champion, has a charity that he has created. And what he decided to do over the last week was he decided to donate, or rather put up for auction, his memorabilia, some of his memorabilia and other types of items from his NBA career, put them up for auction in order to benefit his charity. And over the weekend, the final auctions were held, and the total earnings of that auction were just under $3 million. Among the memorabilia was four of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's six championship rings that he ultimately decided to sell for auction for the benefit of his charity. Well, I found that interesting this week. Thought I'd share that with you guys if you guys already didn't know, but that's just awesome to see that even though he's not currently in the NBA or affiliated with the NBA currently and their decision-making process or anything at all, he's still trying to give back to the community that he once used to please with his play. I just love seeing former NBA players continue to help out the community even though they may still be retired or any other circumstances such as that. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sold a lot of his memorabilia, got just under $3 million, and that was my feel-good moment of the week. Alright, so the weekend brought us a lot of ups and downs in the standings that we need to discuss. So, as always, here is the daily standings update. So in the Eastern Conference over the past week, the Milwaukee Bucks were the first team in the NBA to clinch a playoff spot. They have now clinched a playoff spot in the East and are still number one in the East with a 48-15 record. Right behind them is Toronto in the second seed with a 46-18 record. Indiana holds down that third seed in the East with a 41-23 record, but only by a half game over fourth place Philadelphia, who was 40-23. Boston remains in that 5 seed, not fluctuating at all, with a 38-26 record. Detroit had a big week, winning 9 of 11 of their games and ultimately landing themselves in the 6th seed now in that Eastern Conference with a 31-31 record. Brooklyn has slipped down to the 7th seed again, only a half game behind Detroit with a 32-33 record. And Orlando rounds out the playoff picture in the East with the 8th seed at 30-35. On the playoff fringe right now is Charlotte at number 9 with a 29-34 record, and they are they're tied with Orlando for the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. And number 10 is Miami, who are 28-34, only a half game behind Orlando for that 8th seed. So the Eastern Conference is pretty tight at the moment. Now let's go look at the Western Conference. Not much fluctuation going on here. Golden State continues to hold down the number 1 seed with a 44-19 record. Number 2 seed in the Western Conference continues to be Denver. They're 42-20. The number 3 seed in the West is Oklahoma City, who's 39-24. They're tied with Portland right now, 39-24. So they're tied for the 3rd seed right now. And for reasons that you'll hear about later, I'm going to discuss why that record is so important, especially this week. But in the 5th seed is Houston. They're 38-25. Utah is number 6 with a 36-26 record. The LA Clippers are number 7 with a 36-29 record. And San Antonio is number 8 with a 35-29 record to round off the Western Conference playoff picture right now. On the fringe is Sacramento. They're the 9th seed. They are 31-31. Would be in the playoffs in the East and are 3 games back, however, in the Western Conference playoff race. They're starting to slip out of the race slowly but surely. And number 10 are the god-awful stumbling Los Angeles Lakers. They are now 30-33 after a terrible loss to the Suns over the weekend. They are 5.5 games out of that 8th spot in the Western Conference. Alright, so as I'm pretty sure you guys know, this is the final full month of the NBA season, and with just under 5 weeks left in the season, there are some pretty important races in the playoffs. As if you probably just listened to the standings update that I just gave, there are important races that are still by far not out of reach for many teams, and there are many national TV games that have implications on these standings that I just wanted to make known to you guys. So if you guys are a fan of watching nationally televised games, on Tuesday, tomorrow, assuming you guys are watching this Monday evening or listening to this Monday evening, if you're watching it on Tuesday, March 5th, then tonight, Houston will take on Toronto at 6 p.m. on TNT, and at 8:30 on TNT will be Boston and Golden State. Golden State is currently only 1.5 games up on Denver for that number one seed in the Western Conference, and the Rockets are really not far behind the chase for the number 3 seed of stumbling Oklahoma City and the pretty solid but steady Portland Trailblazers. So those will be some matchups to watch on Tuesday. On Wednesday evening, we have some pretty important national televised games. Denver will take on the Los Angeles Lakers. It is in LA, a place that Denver has struggled recently in recent years. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. Philadelphia 76ers at the Chicago Bulls. Philadelphia should be able to pull that one out to continue keeping up with the Pacers for number 3 in the Eastern Conference. But on Thursday evening, the Pacers do play. They play the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's a battle of the 1 and 3 seeds in the East right now, 6 p.m. on TNT. And then the big game that has the most significance this week, I think, there's a game that I'm going to discuss in a couple of moments that might battle it, but as of right now, this is the most important game this week. 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time on TNT, Oklahoma City Thunder versus Portland Trail Blazers. That is a battle for the number 3 seed in the Western Conference right now, so obviously a lot of stress on that game. But Friday evening is actually the most stacked weekend, or the stacked games that I think have the most significance. The first game is on ESPN, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Philadelphia will be taking on Houston in a game in which, if Philadelphia can win, and assuming the Pacers lose on Thursday evening and fall to the Bucks, the Pacers could end up tied with Philadelphia for that third seed in the Eastern Conference, if not finding themselves a half game or even more behind Philadelphia, if Philadelphia can win and if the Pacers will lose to the Bucks. But at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time on ESPN, it'll be the Denver Nuggets versus the Golden State Warriors, a battle for the number one seed in the Western Conference. It is in Golden State. Denver is looking to snap a streak that they've been on recently of losing. They came out of the All-Star break on fire and then now have suffered back-to-back losses at home. They have the best home record in the NBA, and I'm pretty sure they still do, or they're tied for it. So obviously, going on the road is going to be a challenge for them, especially going in the road in the stadium that the champions have played in and have won pretty much 3 of their last 4 championships with, or the 3 championships that they've won in that stadium. So obviously some big games over this weekend. Saturday, not much going on. Boston plays LA, but that should not be a very big game. Boston should win. And Sunday afternoon, doesn't appear to be any big games either.
The Pacers do play Philadelphia on Sunday. So assume the Pacers lose to Milwaukee on Thursday and Philadelphia does beat Houston on Friday evening, Philadelphia would be at least a half game up on Indiana, and that would leave Sunday to be the ultimate determinant of who owns the third seed in that Eastern Conference. But until then, enjoy watching these games this week, and we'll just see how these games go down. I'm very interested to see how the Oklahoma City Thunder, Portland Trailblazers game goes, as well as the Golden State Denver game. Obviously, some other big games this week, but those are the ones that will be on national television for the entire country to see. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the NBA Crunch Time Podcast. If you're new to the podcast and just started listening, thank you guys first of all for listening. And if you ever guys have any questions or any topics that you'd like me to discuss or any questions that you'd like me to give my opinion about, always feel free to leave me an email at the email in the podcast description or send me an audio message through the Anchor app or the anchor.fm. Website. That's the streaming service I use. Shout out to them for having this amazing setup where you can pretty much publish your own podcast free of charge. And even if you start getting viewership, you can start getting commercial opportunities. I don't take those commercial opportunities just because I don't care about the money. I just care about getting my opinion out to you guys. So until Wednesday evening, I hope you guys continue to cheer on your favorite teams. And until then, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.